Welcome to You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie.
I'm co-host Mike.
And yeah, we're here.
We're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, if we get one more show on our list of next shows to do, we can do a NCAA bracket, which is a sports thing.
That should be
fun. It's a sports thing I know about.
Yeah, we got to do something during the off season and fake basketball shows. Is there a fake basketball show that should be on the list?
No.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf?
Hey, that's a movie.
I think it's a show.
Is it a show? It's perfect. Add that to the list.
No.
Only if they play basketball on the TV show, too.
I don't know if they play basketball on the TV show, and I refuse to find out.
Werewolves are really good at basketball, if you're curious. So.
But yeah, so if, before we recorded, I tweeted out a picture of the current standings, the current vote tally. So if you see a show on there that you're like, oh, I really want them to do that show, but no one's voted for it yet, and you haven't voted, that's your fault.
You're gonna regret this the rest of your life. Just say what's on your mind.
Say what's on your
mind. When you feel it, you gotta just say it.
Just say it. Just say it. Only once. If you want two idiots to talk about a show you like, you have to tell those idiots you want them to talk about that show.
Yeah, we're not gonna figure it out.
Yeah, I just said we're idiots. I just said it.
Leave a series of clues in your Twitter feed and hope we can piece them together. The first letter of every post.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. you just gotta tell us, guys. You just gotta let us know. Also, if you want to do that one more, give us that one more show, and then we can do, like, the brackets.
I thought we already picked one.
No, we're not doing Teen Wolf. Go fuck yourself.
I don't get to pick that, do I?
No, you don't. I let you put Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, is it on there? I made it? Okay, good.
You're not going to pick that one. I'd just be angry at you the whole time. Just, this would be the whole podcast.
I would still enjoy it.
Piece of shit. Why are all men trash? Also, Eric's life would be miserable.
All right, skip it.
Or, if you want to hear me, like, just, like, grumbling at Mike the whole time, vote for that one. It's on there.
You can make Angie's mood. You have control here.
My mood. You have so much control. I'm giving you so much power. So much power over my life.
But for now, we're reviewing Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, right?
Yeah, for right
what
now.
What do we got up here?
We got Nathaniel Gets the Message, written by Elizabeth Kieran Everick and directed by Kabir Akhtar. He's directed a few of them this season, I feel like.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
Yeah. We should, like, really, like, keep track of this shit.
And we could say, oh, this is his third episode. Yeah. Good job, Akbar.
Yeah, Akhtar.
Sorry, my memory's not so good.
Alright, but yeah. We start this episode off right where we left off the last one.
To be continued.
They like spreading these breakups over two episodes.
Yeah, is that just like a theme? If it's a breakup, it's two?
If it's a... Daryl and White Josh was all one episode.
But Rebecca breakups.
Rebecca breakups. Split up over two. This was exactly how, like, they did, like, Greg leaving was split over. Him leaving was split over two episodes. Mm-hmm. So.
The intervention was like this, too, where it just picked right back up. Well, it wasn't a breakup, I guess. But
yeah.
So, she has to do something she has never done before.
Yeah.
So is that breaking up with someone? She's never broke up with someone before?
I think so.
Is that the thing that she's never done?
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering that. If it was that or breaking up with someone she likes or...
I think she's not the one who walks away usually.
But Nathaniel thinks it's a sex thing.
Yeah. Well, he's like, is it a sex thing? Because those options are pretty limited.
Not so much left. I'm sure they could get creative.
Probably.
And they've only been together like 2 weeks. Was that right? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Two or three. I don't know if the last episode.
I mean, how many different positions are in that Kama Sutra book? I feel like if you're doing once a day or 14 days, there's just not like 100 of them in there or something crazy like that.
I think they're doing it more than once a day, though.
All right, so say twice a day.
I feel like at least 3 times a day.
Consistently over 2 weeks? He has to work.
Maybe not. There are at least some 3 or 4 days in there, though.
In the weekends.
Yeah.
I suppose if right after he gets off work and then later.
Yeah.
Suppose it could happen. All right, so we're talking a cap of like 30 to 40 donuts, and they've explored the entire range of sexual expression. I feel like they could think of something.
Probably. They might need equipment, though.
He's rich.
But she didn't have it with her. She was talking about something she needed to do right now.
Yeah. Yep. All right, but what is it really, though? It's not a sex thing.
No, it's not a sex thing. So she doesn't know how to like somebody without being obsessed with them. Which, you know, Nathaniel is like, yeah, that's great. I like that you're obsessed with me.
It's flattering.
Yeah, and she's like, no, this always escalates to bad things. Starts out cute. And then you're burning down houses and having sex with people's dads.
Wait, what? Apparently she is attracted to Nate's dad. Surprise, surprise. A little bit, anyways.
Ew.
Didn't she say that?
Yeah, he's got like a silver fox thing. And he's like a...
Like something about scolding or
like,
being...
Like he's got like a neggy vibe.
A neggy vibe, yeah.
I think she said.
And I never considered that to be a positive. But no. You know, everyone has their own tastes, I guess. Some nagging.
Like... Pickup artist bullshit. Gross, Rebecca. Gross.
Well, someone's got to be into that stuff, right?
I mean, I guess, but still.
Now I'm more and more on the side of Greg's dad as not being the total creeper and having it more on Rebecca's responsibility. She's already going after another old guy, or at least considering it mentally. I think
well,
she
I mean,
really pushed this.
In the context of the conversation they're having, it makes sense in this context to bring that up.
But yeah, anyways, it's, yeah, it escalates is the problem, and she kind of starts crying and runs out there. Runs out of the room, unless there's more, you know, some more about the conversation you want to talk about.
Well, took a lot of notes.
Okay. Hit him.
But yeah, so she's telling him, you know, she can't be with anyone right now. He's like, look, I support you in, like, this whole therapy thing, but isn't the whole point of therapy to be happy? And we're happy! So, we're happy. Rebecca's like, no, it's not real.
Yeah, she's just getting obsessed.
It's a high, it's an infatuation. And then she says, she's not breaking up with him. But, you know, she's just saying that they can't, you know, be together or go out or talk on the phone or have sex or kiss or snuggle or cuddle.
Basically everything. We cannot do anything.
Yeah, they can shake hands.
Didn't you say be around each other? Is that one of them or not?
Be together.
Together. Well, I suppose that doesn't necessarily mean you're together.
Yeah.
If it's like in a group setting, maybe.
Yeah, see, they can shake hands. They can do that.
Can he be her boss? Like, if she wants to work again? Because we find out later she's down to $300 and that's not a lot to live on.
Did you watch The Next Time On?
Uh-uh. No. What did I miss?
Pause.
Did I hit onto something that's on The Next On?
Yeah.
And then we're back, and I've seen The Next On now. So yeah, that's basically exactly what I just mentioned.
Yeah.
It is bad to work for your ex-boyfriend.
Well, I mean, I feel like, yeah.
This is like, I guess, to be expected.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't date anybody you work with, in general.
Or, you know, there's a lot of people... get together people they work with, though.
Yeah.
So I feel like it might be worth the risk. I mean, there's clearly some downsides to dating someone you're going to work with. But there's a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of people out there, too. I don't know. If you meet someone you like, I say go for it.
Respectfully.
Respect. Yes. Yes, thank you. In my mind, that was a given, but yes, we should state that. Respectfully, take no for an answer, leave people alone. But you can share your feelings, and then politely.
And then when if they reject you,
be cool.
Be cool. And if you can't do that, then you just need to keep your feelings to yourself.
True. Some self-awareness is necessary.
Yeah. So, yeah. Be a grown-up.
Also, private would be nice, too. Don't, like, embarrass people.
Yeah, don't do a big thing.
Yeah. Oh. And don't start spreading it around or talking about it at work.
Yeah.
Just be cool, all right?
I feel like that's just a good rule. Just, guys, come on. Be cool. So, yeah. Anyways, Rebecca runs out, and Nathaniel is stunned. And, yeah, that's that scene. And, next scene.
Yeah, scene two.
Scene two.
Rebecca's at therapy.
Yep, talking to Dr. Shin.
I'm surprised she didn't talk to him first and get his input on this. Kind of jump right into this conclusion. But, I mean, I think she made the right choice.
Yeah. Rebecca's kind of impulsive.
Very true.
We'll get to that later. Yeah, she has nothing to do all day at this point. She can't be in a relationship because she can't. And
is she ever going to get to be in a relationship again?
I mean...
Or is this just her thing where she just goes nuts? She's like catnip, just driving the cat crazy.
I think we're really early in therapy right now to, like, be diving into, like, exactly what your trigger is. So maybe, you know, just find other stuff to do. And when, like, you feel save the ready, world. Exactly.
If she's developed some self-confidence and self-worth, maybe she can be in a relationship and not go nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the doctor suggests volunteer work.
Yeah. Like his other patient who, like, volunteered at a library and then started a book exchange and then wrote a book about the book exchange and then she donated the proceeds from the book exchange.
And they started kissing. Wait, no.
No, there was no kissing, la la la. It'd be highly inappropriate. If you're a therapist, you're attracted to one of your patients, don't try to start a relationship with them.
True, that is not considered the... That's not what I meant.
That is not a workplace appropriate situation.
Yeah, probably the boss and subordinate situations to be avoided too.
Yeah.
Keep it on your level.
Yeah. Right? Maybe if they're in a different department than you.
Yeah. Maybe.
That maybe might be okay.
Big maybe, though.
That's, big maybe. You're
treading on some thin ice there. Be careful.
Proceed with caution.
Yes.
Previous rules plus more rules.
Make up a list.
We are giving out so much advice this episode.
I feel like this is a common thing. We always tell people not to take our stupid advice, but we give a lot of advice.
We give so much advice.
People, we're going to make everyone such better, maybe.
Or, like, way worse.
One of the two.
That's why we need this disclaimer saying don't take our advice, even though we give it a lot.
Consider.
But if they do... That's their fault. We told them not to take our advice.
Really? We can't lose her.
Yeah. And if it works out, oh, hey, yay, we were right.
So we get a song.
Yes, our 100th song.
Oh, is this the 100th song?
This is song 100.
It seems like a lot of songs, wow.
So many songs. In 3 years?
I know, it's just still 100 songs is a lot of songs.
I know, but like... That's what I'm saying. 100 songs in 3 years is a lot of songs.
I mean, like, professional music artists probably don't come to 100 songs that often.
No.
At least, like release songs.
Yeah. Maybe really Prince. No, he didn't release them, though.
He would have done 100, though, wouldn't he, over his career?
Oh, I mean, like, within 3 years. He definitely would have.
Oh, that quickly.
Yeah. But, yeah, he wouldn't have released 100 songs in 3 years. Would he have?
Research is needed, I think.
I need to do some research.
Anyways, good achievement.
Yeah, well done.
Rachel Bloom, good job.
And Jack Dolan.
A lot of good ones in there.
And Adam Schlesinger. Those are her co-writers for the songs.
All right, in my head, it's all her, all right?
All right, fine. Good job, Rachel Bloom, and nobody else. For writing all the songs, recording all the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Choreographing all the dance numbers, designing all the costumes, lighting design, doing all the lighting design.
Very busy lady.
Operating the cameras, even while you were on camera, and directing and producing every episode and providing all of the money.
Yep. Sounds about right.
And playing all the parts. Is that it? Did I get it all?
Yeah, I think you got it.
All right.
Food service.
Providing the catering.
Food service, yeah. So the song's all about all the great things she can accomplish now that she's not so focused on relationships.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody should do this. Everybody should just stop focusing on love and just, you know, go do volunteer work, according to the song. I'm not actually giving that advice.
This is show advice.
This is advice from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, not from Euro and everything, which you still shouldn't take.
Because it is just a... like hallucination here, kind of thing, right?
What are you doing? What are you doing taking advice from a...
from a hallucination from a TV
hallucination
show.
Hallucination on a TV show. That's a weird way to decide to live your life.
I'd say there's worse ways.
There are worse ways. Like, Bronze Age mythology. Oh, what? Oh, hi.
The Bronze Age was thousands of years ago. Who'd be following that?
You're good point. Who would be using... basing their life on Bronze Age mythology. And there go all of our listeners. Bye, listeners. We'll miss you. What are we talking about?
I'm trying to remember. That's why I'm pausing. Something about the song. I was going to say something about it. And oh, yeah. This is a group song.
Yeah.
Again, everyone comes out.
Like the whole cast, I think, in this song.
And they'll couple up for a while.
Yeah, and then uncouple.
Yeah, very important part of the dance. Yeah,
intentionally uncouple.
Did Paula have a couple? I was trying to look to see.
No, she didn't. There was no Scott.
So was there any other non-couples? I'm trying to remember who
Valencia.
Was in there.
Valencia and Josh, right? Yeah. Josh, Rebecca, Nathaniel.
Heather and...
Hector was there, right? Yeah, he was.
I feel like it.
No, I think everybody was paired off except Paula.
Poor Paula.
Yeah.
Didn't Scott come out for that? Jerk.
I mean, it would be the only... they'd have to pay him for the whole episode. It would only be in that. I guess they did it for Hector, though.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. What else? Anyways. Stuff.
Yeah, I guess we're going to home base.
Yeah.
Any more to say about the song?
Nope. That's all I got. White Josh is complaining to... Josh about Daryl not texting him back.
Some classic like breakup venting going on here, it seems like.
Yeah, because, you know, they said they should be friends, and, you know, friends should text each other back. And it's been a couple of days.
I think he said all day. Didn't he say all day?
Right. It's been all day. Not even a couple of days. But Josh is like, yeah, but you guys aren't friends. He dumped you. Like, Josh is like...
no.
I mean, he kind of did.
Oh, he definitely did.
Yeah.
But sort of. He did it very, like, slowly, and it took a long time to kind of separate there.
Yeah.
Didn't take them all day just to break up.
Yeah, this shit ain't over, guys. More on that later. But yeah, no, White Josh keeps insisting that, you know, no, it was mutual. It was mutual. He's got, like, this really elaborate thing about, you know, how, like, when, like, you're going to hang up the phone and, like, you both have to say goodbye, but one of you just has to say it first. And so that's all. Daryl just said it first.
Yeah, but mutual. It's an important part to know about.
Yeah.
You know, what's weird is that when White Josh and Josh are done with their talk, they're going to leave. The check comes. Josh pays for it.
Yes.
Pulls out a huge wad of $1 bills. Everyone knows that volunteer firefighters get paid in crinkled up $1 bills.
And also exclusively in singles.
Yeah. Becky pays, and then they leave mutually from the
bar. Yeah, they mutually leave. And then we go to Sugarface.
Sad Daryl at the donut shop.
Sad Daryl, and Paula comes in and she gives him a great big hug because she already knows fertilization didn't take.
Damn.
Because Mrs. Hernandez apparently listens to everybody's phone calls. And here's the thing. Last week, she was, like, acting all grossed out because, like, Daryl was, like, taking, like, gave, like, the firm number, like, the firm general line to the sperm bank.
Yeah, now she's, like, listening in on it.
Now she's listening in on other people's calls on purpose. She doesn't get to act high and mighty about the kinds of calls other people take when you're just going to listen in on them anyways.
Yeah. Maybe that she was just forced to publicly acknowledge that she knows about it and she had to act that way.
Maybe. I mean, she didn't have to act that way. The lady at the sperm bank was, like, super cool when Daryl was like, no, I want both magazines.
Yeah, Hernandez could be cool, too, but she wasn't.
She could be cool. Guys, just be cool.
Advice for men and women.
Yeah.
And receptionists. Was Miss Hernandez? She's a
communications director.
Even those people. But yeah, so Paula tells Daryl that he'll find a way, right?
Yeah, if he wants this, he's going to find a way. Oh, also, Daryl's sperm is apparently too strong.
Is it tearing apart eggs? Or?
I don't know.
Just goes right through it instead of stopping in the middle?
I feel like that's not how sperm or eggs work.
Makes him feel better about his stuff, though.
I guess. Yeah. Then we go to White Feather, and Mrs. Hernandez announces to the office that Mai had a three-way, and Tim's mom has diabetes.
We all need to know this.
We all need to know this. And, yeah. Daryl is trying to sell his soft bonnet hairdryer.
That thing is ridiculous. People don't really use this, do they? This is a fake contraption. It has to be fake, right?
No, it exists.
People put their head in a little baggie and, like, blow air into it.
Yeah.
The giant contraption.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It, like, I think it, like, diffuses the heat so it doesn't damage your hair as much, but you still get... I don't know. I don't have one. I don't know how it works.
But I know they exist.
Like, and I know, like, I think, like, women who, like, set their hair in rollers use it, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Don't take hairstyling advice from this podcast.
Definitely not that kind of advice. Go legal before you go with hairstyling advice.
And don't take legal advice from this podcast. Telling you not to poop during a deposition is not legal advice.
Deposition is pooping. It's different.
No, deposition is not pooping. Being questioned under oath by opposing counsel. Not in a courtroom setting. But in front of a court reporter. But if you have to poop, ask for a break.
Also, no one wants Daryl's weird contraption.
No, nobody is a lady who sits there. Why does Daryl have this?
Didn't he say it gives his hair volume or something?
Yeah. Volume and shine, I think.
And as he's doing this, those two guys, the
Tim and Jim.
Yeah, Tim and Jim kind of
come over and they start being weird.
Yeah, really weird about this poker game. Like, it's a big secret.
Yeah, first of all, they ask him if, they say, like, heard you need a little cheese. And, like, Daryl's like, oh, I don't need a little cheese. I need, like, a whole block of cheese.
Who wants just a little bit of cheese? Who can stop at a little bit?
Right? Also, I don't want just a little bit of cheese. I want, like, all the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any cheese?
Not good cheese. Got, like, craft singles if you want.
No. I can resist those. But also good.
But yeah, there's a good poker game. $200 at 2 a.m. Also, who plays poker at 2 a.m.?
Don't you guys need to sleep?
And what's wrong with an evening game? You can play poker in the evening.
Like, what's wrong with, like, 7? That gives you time to have a little dinner and
You know, like falling asleep while you play? I mean, what's the point of this?
What's going on? Why does it have to be at 2 a.m.?
I feel like there has to be some illegal activity in order to have a 2 a.m. poker tournament. Like, grand prize has to be a pound of heroin or something. That would happen at 2 a.m. That's not a 7 p.m. activity.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just a $200 buy-in? Yeah, that's a lot. But you guys are working a legal firm. You probably make a lot of money, all these people.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah, but Daryl says that he's in. After Tim and Jim are hella creepy.
Yeah.
Just see what's happening.
Next scene.
Rebecca is talking to Heather about all the ways she's tried to think of to volunteer for stuff.
Everyone's got a flaw.
Yeah, because, you know, she thought about volunteering at a soup kitchen, but apparently she has feelings about soup.
I didn't know this, but I wonder what they are.
I mean, they're not good, apparently.
Yeah, I could give her leave or take soup. I'm not a big fan.
I like a creamy soup, but I don't like soup with, like, stuff in it.
I have enjoyed, a cheesy broccoli before, I'll have to say. I have to admit.
Yeah.
All right, I take it back. I'm a fan of soup.
All of a sudden you're a soup fan? You were soup neutral before, and
now I just remembered a really good experience with the creamy broccoli cheddar, and I feel really good about it again. But in general, like, if you want to take the entire scope of soups, I'm pretty anti most soups.
I like soup that has a consistent, smooth texture. I don't like shit in my soup.
Yeah, I can see that being weird. I agree. But no, like, broccoli. Like, just like a cheese. Like a beer cheese.
Yeah.
Like bread bowl, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, bread bowls? I have something to say about bread bowls. I have opinions about a bread bowl.
Oh, yeah?
They're very alluring. These bread bowls, like, I want them always. But I never, ever, ever have the appetite to eat the bowl. They're so big. The bowls are huge.
You eat the bowl with the soup.
I always wait till after the soup's gone, and then I eat the bowl.
Oh, like, you take your spoon and, like, you scoop out, like, the side of the bowl a little bit. Just, like, a little bit, and you eat
it. Oh, so you
kind of
hollow it out from the inside?
Yeah.
So at first I thought, like you said, like, you'd eat the bowl with the soup, so I try to, like, rip off pieces and dip it. But you start running out of bowl, and, like, you're going to drip all over the place if you start tearing away your bowl as you eat. I didn't consider the hollowing out. But do you eat the shell of your bowl then when you're done, or do you just leave the shell? Like, after the soup's gone and you've just scooped out as much as you can?
If I still have room in my tum-tum for bowl shell, yeah.
I've never once felt good about eating the shell. Of course, I will eat it, because that's just how I am. If there's food in front of me, I'm going to eat it, but it's always a struggle, and I never feel good about it afterwards. Kind of like that pretzel I had to eat. Couldn't let that thing win.
We did beat that pretzel. Barely.
And it hurt.
And also, you couldn't take your blood test afterwards.
How was that to know?
I mean, I did tell you.
Well, I don't know things about the doctor. I don't go too often. But right, you did tell me, and I just didn't believe you, because you would think that they'd warn people.
You would think that they would do that. That is on them.
Some people don't know things, and they need to be told. Like me. That's what this podcast is. That's why this podcast exists, because I don't know things. I need to be told.
I mean, mostly it's so that I can feed off, like, your emotions as you watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend seasons 1 and 2 for the first time. So I could suck them up like a vampire. Like an emotional vampire.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm
okay. And then we're going to do it all again!
I let the wrong one in.
You never should have invited me.
All right. So, yeah, there's something wrong with soup.
Yeah.
What other things are on her list? Do you have it written down here?
She thought about teaching adults to read, like illiterate adults to read, but, you know, if they're adults and they can't read, what are the odds that they're going to be able to learn?
I, too, would not like that one. Just too like one-on-one for me, I think. I don't like people that much.
Yeah, I don't want like it's not that I don't think they can learn how to read. I just don't want to talk to you that much.
Yeah, that's really like personal.
Yeah.
Introvert, that's not a job for an introvert right there.
Yeah, like maybe like, you know, the song they talked about, like walking like a shelter dog.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, people like doing that.
Yeah. Walk a dog.
You know, that's also, I wouldn't want to do that either, though.
No?
No. Not a big animal person either. So if the volunteering is animal related, let's cut that one out for me. Hmm. Nothing against them. They're all right, but not how I would volunteer.
If there was, like, volunteering for, like, snuggling bunnies or something like that.
Oh, that would be horrible. Bunnies will bite you. They're scary.
They're so cute.
They got strong jaws and sharp teeth.
Just give them a little claws.
And their back legs are strong. They want to kick you. They're going to kick you. They got claws. That wouldn't be good. I mean, I might feed a rabbit a carrot through a cage. Yeah, stick that carrot through the bars and let him eat it. I'd do that. But that doesn't seem like much of a volunteer effort there.
I would snuggle the shit out of a bunny.
I would do the soup kitchen thing, I think, way before I do the little dog-related activities.
After years in food service, I never want to give anybody food ever again.
That's fair. Wouldn't be the greatest volunteer experience, I guess, but I would do it.
Well, I would give money to a soup kitchen so that they could buy soup. I would do that.
What I do is volunteer in disaster recovery. That I would do.
And do. I volunteer at a legal clinic.
Yeah, see? That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we're saving the world.
Saving the world. I'm saving the world by helping people get divorced. But...
Oh, that's a needed service, too.
It is a needed service. You know what? Not everybody needs to be married.
Divorces happen.
And, you know, it's fine. It's fine if that's something that you need.
So as Rebecca's altruism is, I can't read my own writing. What word is that?
You want help?
Yeah.
Give me.
Your altruism, what does Heather say? Your altruism is what?
I don't remember. Let me see it.
I was hoping it would come to me. I suppose there's a point to where I'm reading, huh? It's towards the bottom of the page.
Your altruism was incredible.
Was it incredible, was it? It was something funny. Like, not incredible.
Incredible.
I guess that's what she said. I don't feel like it's what she said, though.
Well, that's what it looks like.
It does look
like she said it sarcastically. Does that help?
All right. Maybe that was it. Doesn't feel like it fit. It wasn't incredible. What the fuck was it? It's funny, though. Damn it. Did they just release the scripts to all these?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's your altruism is incredible.
I guess it must be. It does really look like that. All right. Sorry. Your altruism is incredible. Heather says
the humor must have been in the delivery.
It must have been, because it doesn't sound that good.
Because we are not as good as Heather. We're worse. We're, like, way worse.
That's why we're doing a podcast instead of a TV show, right?
Yeah. Also, our faces. They're not good. Mine isn't.
I don't know. I'm pretty amazing. Okay, I'm not.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, Valencia comes in to use their internet.
Yeah, she is so poor.
Yeah, the coffee shop keeps expecting her to buy something to use their internet. She's like, I don't have money. Also, I don't have money. Your scones are $8.
She really needs help. Also, but, you know, Heather wants to actually get paid for her hours or something.
Yeah. Luckily, Rebecca is looking for something she can do for free.
Yeah, this counts as volunteering, right? Just,
I guess.
Helping her friend with free labor for her business.
I mean, I wouldn't put it on a resume, but it's a nice thing to do for your friend.
Yes, helping out.
In theory.
Except for Valencia and Heather don't seem to... They're giving kind of a skeptical look here at each other. Like, I don't think they necessarily want her help.
Yeah. I think they feel like maybe...
Maybe this will go poorly. This will go Rebecca.
Maybe this will go Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca. But next scene, at home base, Nathaniel is ordering that he did not order depression fries.
No, who ordered these? It's a mistake.
Oh, no, I already coughed on them, so I guess I have to eat them now.
It'd be wasteful not to, yeah.
Oh, but he looks across the bar. There's White Josh.
He has some fries, too.
Also, pretending he didn't order depression fries.
Guys, it's okay to have some fries.
It's fine. Guys.
Yeah, but these two, they think highly of themselves.
Yeah.
Because they don't just eat fries because they're depressed.
No. They're better than humans.
Yeah, Heather really puts them in their place, though.
Yeah, she comes over and she's like, okay, first of all, did one of you say that one of my servers was whack? Because you ordered those fries. You didn't order celery. Fuck you. You ordered your fries, and you ordered fries too. Eat your fries. Eat your depression fries. And shut up.
But these guys decide that, you know what? They're going to exercise out their emotions. They're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
They spike those depression fries right on the ground.
Which, no. Don't make a mess when you go out to eat.
They clean up. They figure, they realize, they just...
Yeah, after they get yelled at.
Yeah, they probably would have walked out there if they didn't get yelled at.
Yeah, if Heather hadn't yelled at them, they would have just left those flat fries on the floor.
Jerks.
Fucking white men. Apologize for white men.
Sorry.
Thank you. Don't throw shit on the floor when you're going out to eat. Somebody has to clean that shit up. And tip your servers. They don't get paid a livable wage.
Agreed. So, in the next scene here, Rebecca is now an accountant. Bookkeeper, I guess, would be more accurate.
She balances Valencia's books.
And her own checkbook.
I feel like
she never does that.
No, she only has 30 scones left in the bank, because apparently she spent tens of thousands of dollars on Josh.
Shocked. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Not like we have a running ledger going on the show or something where we analyze all of our expenses. It's like a recurring, bit we do, right?
Do you have that ledger? Do you actually have it written down?
It's a verbal ledger that's recorded in podcast form.
All right. I thought maybe you wrote it down.
That would have been cool. I kind of wish I had that.
I mean...
But we do make sure to discuss every expenditure that she makes.
We do that. And by that would have been cool, I'm assuming you mean that would have been incredibly nerdy.
No, I meant cool. That would have been awesome. I would love to see that list. That ledger, I mean, sorry.
Unbelievably nerdy, the nerdiest thing I've ever heard of. And I know a guy who wrote 2 Star Trek fan scripts and owns 2 Star Trek uniforms, one of which is DS9.
But still keeping a ledger of a crazy ex-girlfriend's nerdier?
Yeah.
Accounting's nerdier than Star Trek uniforms?
Yeah. DS9 Star Trek uniforms.
I really want a Picard uniform.
Get one!
There's no other
It's not like they don't exist!
I don't really exist. I just haven't done... I can never justify the expenditure as much as I just really want it. It's gotta be a good one, though. It can't be a junky. I feel like it's going to be too expensive.
I think it's not going to be as expensive as you think it is. And then you'd have to shave your head.
True. It's hard to pull off the bald look. You got so much hair as me.
Sure. Let's pretend that's true. Why not?
Yeah, but Valencia has $800, we find out.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, $300. I don't feel like either of these two can make their rent this month.
Rebecca has $240. She said she had 30 scones.
What was the conversion rate?
$8 per scone.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, so she doesn't have $800 either. She has 80 scones, right?
80 scones would be $800.
That's 10, though. 80, 800.
Wait. Valencia has 80 scones.
But they say the dollar amount, too, for her, don't they?
Yeah. Weird.
For Rebecca, they only give scones. But I could have, like, wrote it down wrong, because I wasn't, like, pausing to do the math or anything. I just wrote down what I remembered after the scene. So I wrote Valencia has 800, Rebecca has 300.
Valencia has 100 scones.
100 scones for 800.
Yeah.
So Rebecca only has 240. That's even worse.
Yeah, that's so bad.
And $8 a scone seems like a lot.
It is a lot.
Especially at Starbucks, those things are expensive, right?
They aren't $8. Hold on, I have a Starbucks app on my phone. Let's find out how much a scone is at Starbucks.
Done.
This is Minnesota prices.
California's going to be more expensive than West Covina?
Maybe not West Covina. Let's see. How much is a scone at Starbucks? Blueberry scone.
$4. $3.75. My official guess.
There are no open stores nearby, so it won't tell me.
You know what, Google? Just because we were researching something, Googling something, doesn't mean we're going to actually buy it.
Alright, I will say that I've had croissants.
I love croissants. I haven't had a croissant in a long time. I need to get a croissant.
I've had croissants at Starbucks, and they are about $3. I feel like...
$3.75 might be.
Yeah, like tops $4 for a scone, which I feel like should probably be less expensive than a croissant.
I don't really know what a scone is.
It's like a...
some pastry, right? That's about all I know about it.
Yeah, it's closer to a muffin.
The croissants are cheap, aren't they? You know, I want to buy like a 12-pack of croissants from the grocery store and just eat it for dinner. Just maybe some butter.
You don't need to butter a croissant. No, it's a good croissant.
Well, I don't know if the grocery store croissant good.
Probably not.
Yeah, they're getting some butter. Where do you get a good croissant?
I mean, Starbucks are all right.
I tried to buy croissants when I was in Texas.
Yeah?
And the place I went, they had them out on display. Credit card machine was broken. Only could accept cash. I don't carry cash. So I had to leave that awesome-looking croissant on the table.
I'm sorry.
For the truck. Food truck. Fake food truck.
This episode's getting weird.
Sorry, yeah, let's talk about the show. I blame that monster.
Anyways, $8 is a lot for a scone.
Yeah, so Rebecca needs to get back to work. She has no money.
Yeah, like none. Yeah, because she spent tens of thousands of dollars on Josh.
That'll do it.
He has not paid back.
And she hasn't worked for how long now?
Oh, it's been like 2 months?
Somewhere between 1 and 2 months, I feel like. She's been dating Nathaniel for 3 weeks. She didn't start dating him for a while. It's probably been like 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many people can get away with not working for 2 months without going broke.
Maybe she pawned the Garfinkel ring again.
Again?
Rebecca, still the Garfinkel ring again. Anyways.
So, she convinces Valencia to let her be the assistant so that it can make her look important.
Yeah. And Valencia does like the idea of looking fancy.
Yeah.
So, Valencia's in. Meanwhile, at Nathaniel's apartment, Nathaniel is being mean to White Josh to make him work out harder.
This torture machine.
Yes. What are the spikes for? They're to scare the fat out of you.
It's basically like a normal exercise machine, I feel like, with spikes on it.
Right.
You don't see what the big deal was. Wasn't that exciting.
White Josh is... Then they switch after White Josh, I guess, is done doing his exercises.
He pushed the bar up after Nate called him fat.
Yeah, and then Nathaniel started pushing the bar up. And
like three times before he's ready to be done. I mean, it feels like he's doing too much weight if he can only push it three times. I don't know a lot about exercising, but I feel like he's supposed to do more than three.
I don't know.
I don't know. Exercising. Don't do a lot of that.
Anyways, White Josh is mean back.
Yeah. So his dad's not going to love him unless he can lose some more weight.
Yeah.
Get rid of that fat. But they motivate each other. Good job, guys.
Yeah, good job.
Maybe.
Bringing up each other's childhood traumas to lift more weight.
This is important for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just bitter because I can't do those exercises. Like, physically, like, my elbows won't take it anymore.
Like, all my joints are bad.
Yeah.
Like, all
my elbows
them,
are terrible.
All of them are bad. This shoulder is, like, the worst. Like, I can't lift it up all the way anymore.
I don't know. You're like John McCain.
I mean, I can lift it higher than John McCain. I wasn't tortured in a war prisoner camp. That wasn't a thing. I just fell on my stairs.
And it's stayed messed up ever since, huh?
Yeah, well, like, I, like, fell on my stairs and, like, I used this arm to, like, catch myself, but, like, I kept falling.
Yeah, so, like, you kind of pulled it out and tore something. Or...
Yeah.
I, like, when I was in my young 20s, I was lifting weights and, like, something just, like, all of a sudden started hurting in my elbow. And ever since, to this day, I can't do, like, a bench press motion with any force or my elbow will, like, get into severe pain. Like, something is broken inside my elbow and I cannot, like, do an exercise that direction. I can't push with this arm.
Right, and it's like, it doesn't hurt enough to, like, go to the doctor because, like, all the doctor is going to say is, like, well, yep, your shoulder's fucked up.
Yep. Did I tell you I hurt myself stretching? Did I tell you that one yet?
No.
Like, a month ago, I'm noticing how unflexible I am, so I'm, like, trying to, like, stretch. And I was trying to, like, stretch my legs apart to work, like, the inside ligament, and all of a sudden it really hurt. It still hurts a month later. Like, I broke my leg stretching. Like, my ligament on the inside, like, my groin ligament is, like, fucked. Forever.
Yep.
Forever now. I just made a mistake stretching, and I'm forever disabled. It's a crap. Like, and, you know, I was just stretching. Heal, body. Heal. Be done with it. Really mad about that one. Anyways, this, we're really, like, old people now.
Back your money.
What kind of pain do you have,
guys? Write in. Tell us which ones of your joints are bad. Because, like, first of all, like, 80% of my joints are bad.
Which ones are good?
Like, my elbows are fine.
Oh, fuck you!
All the other ones are shit, though.
Alright, I'm mostly good except for the elbows.
I think my hips might also
be okay. Maybe my
wrists
kind of suck.
My wrists are clicking right now.
Yeah. Every time.
Also, both thumbs click. And, like, fingers click just doing this. Both ankles click.
My ankles are cool.
My toes, I guess, are fine.
Important joint.
My knees, if I'm on my feet too long, my knees are just fucked. Hips, I think, are okay. Hips and elbows, that's all I've got. So yeah, let us know which ones of your joints are good.
So at the appointment, Valencia comes in, Rebecca is the assistant.
Yeah, Marty's surprised to see Rebecca. They know each other.
Yeah, it's a grocery clerk guy. The guy who was there in episode
two
when she walked into the grocery store. after undressing, I guess, so she looked like a normal person. Unmade up to meet Josh.
Yep. And, yeah, he's a produce manager now. He's not just dusting potatoes anymore.
Yeah, that's great. And he's marrying the girl from the store.
Yeah.
The one he had a crush on that Greg kind of talked him into going after, right?
Yeah, Allie.
Allie, yeah.
I don't get the attraction to Allie. I'll say it.
Really?
Not that she's not, like, physically attractive, but, like, personality-wise, she just seems like a dud.
Oh, yeah, personality-wise. She's really hot, though.
Okay. I mean, at some point you have to talk to this person. I'm just saying, she didn't get all those dope jokes Rebecca was making.
Yeah, that was really... Yeah, that made her not so attractive. I'm sure the actress is nice.
I'm sure the actress is a lovely person. And, not that it matters, but, you know, physically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, this character, if you're not getting the puns and you're kind of... She's not too bright, all right?
Yeah, like I get, like, being like, stop with the puns already, but, like, she didn't even understand that they were puns.
It's not like she was disgusted that you're just saying such horrible puns. No.
Yeah.
Right over the head. Reminds me of the early Valencia encounters of Rebecca.
Yeah, it's like...
Maybe that's what this is. She's smarter than she's coming off because Rebecca doesn't like her.
Maybe.
That's probably not it.
It could be it. No, I feel like she's just a dud.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some good puns coming.
Yeah.
She didn't get any of it.
None of them. Yeah. Valencia thinks that, you know, since it has to be low budget, they can have it their engagement party at home base right there where they are and do an Oktoberfest theme. Be super low budget.
And fun. I like the idea. So it was an engagement party is what it was?
Yeah. And, I like beer. I like pretzels.
I like Lederhosen.
Yeah.
A pretzel. That sounds like a great party.
Yeah.
We should have... We can't have an engagement party. What kind of party can we have? I want to do a Oktoberfest thing. When is that? When's the next one?
well...
October, we're doing it.
All right.
So... Yeah, so she also kind of shrugs away from the PDA.
Yeah.
And Rebecca is like... Really skeptical here now.
Yeah.
First of all, not everyone likes to do that, alright?
Yeah, not everybody likes PDA. But, you know, I didn't take any notes about that. I thought I did, and I didn't.
So then after the meeting, Rebecca basically tells Valencia they can't take this job.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't love him.
No. And Valencia's like, what? I don't care. I hope they get married, and then I book the wedding, and then I book their ironic divorce parties, and then I book their second weddings.
Yeah. Be professional.
Yeah.
Becca. She's a meddler. That Rebecca's a meddler.
Yeah. Well, she says that, you know, she just wants to warn Marty the way she wishes somebody would have warned her.
Everybody warned you.
Everybody warned you, Rebecca, like, everyone. And Valencia's like, look, we need to do this so that I can keep my business afloat.
It sounds like she's going to play along now.
Yeah. Next scene, Daryl shows up to the poker game in a red hat, which was apparently a code for something? Not a dress code?
What was the code?
The red hat party, the red hat dances at midnight was the code. For a poker game that's at 2 a.m.?
It's a really secretive code.
That's a really secretive code. I can understand why Daryl showed up in a red hat.
It's Midwestern time, Central Time Zone. conversion, you gotta know your zones. I don't know, it's a weird system. Just have a poker party. It doesn't need to be a secret, it doesn't need to be at 2 a.m.
Just have it at 7!
And wear whatever color hat you want.
Wear or no hat. Hats optional.
Although I think it'd be kind of fun to have like a themed poker party where everyone had a hat.
Maybe we could do that for your Oktoberfest
party. Is there an Oktoberfest, like, hat? Is there, like a traditional hat?
Those little, like, pointy green, Peter like, Pan hats.
Like an elf hat?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Like, bows and arrows, too.
Yes. This will end well.
A lot of beer and weapons.
Yeah. Nothing bad will come of this.
That's all the notes I had for that scene.
Yeah, that was it.
Short scene, all right. So all of a sudden we like skip ahead a week now. Like, I don't know what happened to this week, it just disappeared.
Yeah, no, we're just skipping ahead.
7 days later. It's day 7 of Nate and White Josh's workout. They measure their body fat, and they both lost their non-existent fat.
Yeah, and White Josh acts when he measures Nathaniel's body fat, he starts out acting like it's bad, dude, and Nathaniel starts beating himself up for eating bananas. Bananas.
That's his big sin there.
Yeah.
Just a fat candy eating kid.
Oh yeah, just no
candy eating baby.
they've both gone down in body fat. It's fine, and they should go out
display themselves in a museum or something. They mean the bar.
Yeah. Aw, so that they can get hit on by people and not think about how they got dumped. But because they didn't get dumped, it was mutual. It was totally mutual.
They just can't keep their perfect bodies to themselves.
No.
It would be a shame. They gotta let people see.
Yeah.
All right, so Valencia and Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca keeps complaining to Valencia about Allie, and Valencia's like, I do not care.
Yeah, but she still wants to say something.
Yep. And Rebecca's like, you know, I've only complained about this to you, so, you know, whatever.
I think Valencia should fire her. This is dangerous.
Right?
Bad for business.
But no, Valencia tells her, pull herself together, and Marty and Allie show up, and Marty loves what they've done with the place. It looks great. And Allie's like, texting with the beverage manager, who is apparently hilarious. Even though she didn't get, all the cool bread puns.
I bet she's not that funny.
I bet she's not. He didn't look funny.
He looks dumb. Two dummies being dumb together.
You know, maybe that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Just don't have kids.
Do us all a favor.
Please don't have kids. Oh, those babies would vote for Trump. They would.
Definitely.
In fact, they probably voted for Trump.
Allie
and Beverage Guy.
I feel like this is likely.
I mean, it's better than 50-50 shot.
Right, so Josh and Father Bra, next scene, are getting donuts.
Yeah.
Seems to be the place for people to go to be sad, this donut shop.
Yeah. Depressing seem like
place.
A fun place.
Like, think of throughout this whole season, how many negative things happened at this place? It feel like a lot.
Yeah, way more than the boba tea place.
And that was a happy place. Boba tea was awesome. I miss boba tea. I wanted them to go back.
You want to go get boba tea later?
Again?
Not tonight, but
I was gonna say, it's
time?
Almost midnight. But yeah, I do.
I guess we could break in, but they are not open anymore.
Can you buy it at the grocery store?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, sometime. Oh, yeah, so Josh lied about his job.
Yeah, he is apparently not a volunteer firefighter. But, it's kind of like being a volunteer firefighter. But not exactly like being a volunteer firefighter.
Everyone else knows what they want to be, but he just doesn't.
Yeah, and when he's at his job, which, again, isn't exactly like being a volunteer firefighter, but it's kind of like being a volunteer firefighter. It's just really sad.
Yeah.
And he just feels so sorry for himself, and he just wants to cry. Yeah. You know, there's something wrong with crying. It's okay. Okay.
Probably not on stage. Preferably.
Preferably not on stage. Or while fighting a fire.
You get smoke in your eyes. It's only natural.
You should have your gas mask on.
I guess.
Safety first!
Probably fog up your mask if you're crying in there.
Don't take firefighting advice from this podcast.
Definitely no. We know less about that than anything else. All subjects we know less about, more about than firefighting.
If you're in a situation where you need to fight a fire, and you're not a firefighter, maybe call a firefighter.
I don't even want to give that advice. I don't want to give anything that even sounds like advice about fighting fires. Like, if there's a fire, that's some serious stuff. There's not much more serious things than, like, a fire that you have to deal with. That's pretty intense. And sometimes stopping to call a firefighter might not be the right thing to do.
You're right.
Maybe you might have to deal with that stuff.
I don't know
how to do it.
You know what?
Just follow your gut.
Well,
that's advice, too. Don't even do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm moving on.
I hope you don't die.
Yeah, there you go. I hope you don't die. That's all I got to say about that. Look at that flame. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, if you don't die, which we hope you don't. Anyways. So White Josh takes Nathaniel to a gay bar, and Nathaniel's like, what? And he's like, no, it's fine. There's going to be a ton of girls here. Which, by the way, ladies, don't do this.
Did we already have this conversation on this show?
I think a little bit.
I'm trying to remember why it came up. I couldn't remember why, but I feel...
We had it either on the show or before a show.
Maybe it was before a show.
Maybe, but like, don't go to gay bars.
They're not there for you to play with. They're there to play with each other, all right?
And like, it's like being... really like touristy and gross. Like, if you're not going with your friend who's gay who wanted to go there.
This is not the zoo.
It's not the zoo! Just don't do this. It's gross. And also, bachelorette parties, be less obnoxious.
Oh, is there anything worse than a bachelorette party? Worst.
Yeah. Just be entitled. Gross.
But yeah, there's going to be bachelorette parties, and there's going to be girls who like to dance in a circle.
Which I also don't get.
Yeah, I don't do any dancing, really.
Yeah.
So I don't really know about this thing.
It's not fun.
Yeah, strict girls are ruining gay bars, says YJO.
Yeah, and just stop it. If there's one piece of advice you can take from this show, it's don't be a straight...
Tourist
in a gay bar. Just don't. It's not okay. Fight me.
So, next scene.
Daryl's being a sore winner.
Yeah, he's obnoxious.
Yeah.
He won $1,000 last week.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe you should have just taken the money and run, Daryl.
But really, if you're just going to put in another $200,
yeah,
he still has $800 profit there. That's okay.
Yeah.
If he's having fun.
It feels like that, but the results make me feel like maybe he... Bet at all.
Like maybe he kept buying it or something and lost a bunch. Yeah, Mrs. Hernandez beats him.
Yeah.
Takes all his egg money.
Yeah, takes all of his egg money. With her lucky peach.
She had a peach?
Yeah, she had a peach. She goes into the grocery store every week and buys a single peach.
And brings it to poker. I guess. It's probably
Mrs.
real.
Mrs. Hernandez is weird.
She is more and more weird the longer the show goes on.
Yeah. And she started out pretty weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, Rebecca, back at the engagement party, in her lederhosen and milkmaid braid.
She's kind of spying on Allie.
Yeah. She doesn't... Allie, well... Marty wrote a song for Allie, and Allie doesn't want her to, him to sing it to her. She'll read the lyrics later. She swears.
Yeah, she's not the most affectionate girlfriend, though.
No, not at all. Heather comes over, and first wants to laugh at the word wiener, which is very funny. Mm-hmm. Agreed, Heather. but also wants to know why the hell Rebecca isn't working.
Because Heather's working,
and she's the only one working, and that really sucks.
She's probably the only one of the two getting paid also, so I guess...
That's also probably true.
Is this where Heather later hosens? After she yells at Rebecca for not working?
Yes. Yes, Valencia also comes over and yells at Rebecca, and then Heather says, later hosen.
I laughed. Out loud.
Yes. Which was apparently a Heather improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then Rebecca spies on Allie some more, who gets a call from the beverage guy, and she just tells him to bring someone so it doesn't look suspicious.
After taking, like, a sexy selfie of herself.
Yeah.
Things are looking suspicious now.
Very suspicious. White Josh and Nathaniel, back at the gay bar, were both dancing with hot people who totally want to go home with them. And neither of them want to go home with the people, with the hot people they're dancing with.
Yeah, they finally come to terms with the fact that they were dumped.
They were dumped, and they're sad, and it's okay to be sad. And you know what? It's okay to eat food that's bad for you when you're sad. It's okay. Eat those onion rings.
I don't need to be sad for onion rings.
Right?
I'll eat them anytime.
Wait, breaded or battered?
I don't know the difference.
Breaded is like the crumbs.
And what's battered?
Battered is like the solid, like...
Battered, I would say.
Definitely. What about cheese curds? Breaded or battered? There's only one right answer.
Breaded.
You're a monster.
I don't really... You know, I like all cheese curds. I never met a cheese curd I didn't like, alright?
I'm not saying I won't eat a breaded cheese curd. I'll eat it. But battered cheese curds are...
So breaded... Culver's has a breaded cheese curd, right?
Yes.
Yes, they were good.
And the State Fair has battered cheese curds.
I'll eat them, too. I don't like them both, and I'll be happy.
And I'm just saying, one of them is clearly superior.
You know, for dinner, in the past, on more than one occasion, I have gotten both onion rings and cheese curds, and that was my entire dinner, and it was amazing.
Were they breaded or battered?
Breaded cheese curds, battered... onion rings. You think they'd have one or both, but they were split.
That is weird. Battered cheese curds are obviously the best.
Alright. Battered for both?
Yeah, battered for both.
Batter is good.
You ever had fried pickles?
Yes.
Breaded or battered?
They were breaded when I had them. That's the only kind I ever had. Do they do battered too?
Eric makes battered ones.
They're better than the breaded ones? Is there any food better breaded?
Mozzarella sticks.
Are you sure about that?
I guess I've never had battered mozzarella sticks. I feel like there's a reason then.
Aren't Arby's cheese sticks batter?
Really?
I'm picturing them battered.
I feel like...
Leave this in.
You know what, Mike? When you edit the podcast, you can decide what gets left in and what gets taken out.
Do as you please.
I feel like Arby's doesn't have, like, the best mozzy sticks.
They got some good mozzy sticks.
Whitey's?
They're good, too. They're pretty equivalent, I'd say.
Well, White Castle's are
never,
definitely breaded.
Ever, ever get cheese sticks at Dairy Queen. McDonald's. Sorry, I meant to say McDonald's. They added cheese sticks to their menu like a year ago. They're the worst. In fact, just don't go to McDonald's. McDonald's sucks.
You can't. Like, there's zero things that you can eat at McDonald's anyways.
You can have breakfast food without the meat. Bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit, no bacon.
Yes, you can have that.
Also, Egg McMuffin, no bacon. Or no whatever the fuck they have on there.
Yeah. But, like...
Like, they have a name for their bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit about bacon. You don't have to say bacon,
egg, cheese, biscuit.
Just don't say the bacon part.
Yeah.
Egg, cheese, biscuit. I used to like those, but last time I went, those were terrible. I don't think I'll go back.
Anything that's fried in oil at McDonald's also, you can't eat.
No, because it commingles.
They actually, like, have, like, beef fat in there.
What?
In their oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You know, when I become a vegetarian, I figure out how much meat is hidden everywhere. I mean, landmines I keep stepping on.
Yeah. They're bastards.
Everything. Everything have to contain a dead animal. Is it so hard to avoid a dead animal? That should be like roadkill. It should be the exception. Like, you step on the... If you're walking down the road and you step on roadkill, that shouldn't happen too much. It should be rare. They're all really good apples.
You step on the time when I live across the street from Park Reserve.
I suppose.
Like, every time I cross that road, like, oh, there's a raccoon.
All right. Bad analogy. I shouldn't end up in my food, though. Stay on the road, roadkill.
Yeah!
In the name. Where you belong.
What are you talking about?
Getting my food.
Brody's giving a toast!
Is that where we are?
Yes, that's where we are. And he tries to make grocery jokes, too, but no one gets them.
Oh, yeah. Guy with half an eyelid.
Yeah.
Guys is giving this toast and no one's getting his jokes.
Yeah, and he keeps trying to make, like, alien, like, he keeps trying to make it, like, about him.
Mm-hmm. And tries to put down the, what's his face?
Marty.
And
then Beverage Guy shows up with the same actress that Nathaniel hired when he was trying to make Rebecca
jokes. Did she advertise herself as a fake girlfriend or something?
I mean, probably.
If she advertised herself that way, she's really bad at being a fake girlfriend.
I feel like...
Like, she doesn't get how to act.
I don't know.
What am I doing again? Tend you're with me.
You know, that might be why she has to act as a fake girlfriend instead of, you know, in act movies.
She's not so good at it.
That could makes be sense. Why.
It's the only gig she can get.
But yeah, back at the gay bar, those onion rings were apparently disgusting. Here's the thing about food at gay bars. Usually pretty shitty.
I guess I haven't had enough experience to... I don't think I've ever ate food at a gay bar.
There's a reason.
So usually not there to eat?
Yeah. And because, like, the people who've probably been there before have been like, let's eat beforehand. Or go at a time, like, after, like, you've had time to eat.
Alright, noted. I shall never eat at a gay bar.
I mean, there are probably exceptions, but... My friend invited me to go up to a gay bar on Taco Tuesday on a night that they also had drag bingo. And the tacos were apparently terrible because I, like, ate food before I went because I knew not to eat food at a gay bar.
And tacos.
You can't eat tacos anyways.
Exactly.
Not the ones that they were selling anyhow.
The guy hated them.
Yep, they were not good. Don't.
But now he knows the rules.
Food at a gay bar. He's been there before. I don't know why he didn't know. Anyways, don't eat food at a gay bar. Won't be good.
Yeah, so that explains the onion rings.
Yeah, that's why the onion rings were terrible. Not because onion rings are terrible.
No, they're amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there were some girls at this gay bar, and they want to kick Nate and Wijo out of there. They want them to leave.
Yeah, or at least stop being so sad where they can see them.
Yeah, they're killing the vibe.
Yeah, because it's a bachelorette party, and bachelorette parties are awful.
You know what's killing the vibe in the gay bar? The bachelorette party. Get out of there.
Get the fuck out, bitch! Just, yeah, there are straight bars everywhere. They're just called bars. just go to one of those. Yeah.
And they also think that these hot guys don't have real problems.
Yeah. Guys this hot can't have real problems. And, yeah.
You know what? Thick guys have problems too. let's sing about it.
Yeah. And have, like, a sexy dance number.
Where we interrupt our sexiness of crying.
Yes. And also take off all of our clothes for the ease of movement.
Not dancing for your gaze, yeah. Ladies.
Not for your gaze. And if you were watching this musical number with a sexual gaze, shame on you!
Yeah, they're trying to express their feelings here. And yeah. You're just objectifying
not
them.
To be objectified by you.
Trying to make a point. They have feelings, and just because they're hot doesn't mean those feelings don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. People. With childhood traumas.
And they're basically strippers.
Yeah.
I was hoping that we saw this in the preview was the song. I was kind of hoping that would be like a real thing that happened and not just a song.
I mean, it was for Josh.
It was for Josh, yeah. So he was the third person that we saw that we couldn't tell who it was. I kind of thought it must have been Josh.
You thought it was Hector.
Oh, didn't I say Josh too?
No, you said Hector.
Well, all right. I'm remembering what I want to remember, all right? Since you did edit the show.
I did
edit the show. You have the audio. All right, I thought it was Hector. I was wrong.
And,
It makes sense that it was Josh, though.
Yeah.
Should have seen
In retrospect.
Yeah, Josh is not a firefighter. He just dresses like one for his stripping act.
Hey, he is a go-go dancer.
No pole here. That would be nice.
Yeah. Jumping ahead. Anyways, the song ends with actual crying. Not just imagined on stage crying, like actual crying at the bar.
Josh too, though, right?
Yep, Josh too. All three crying.
So they were like at the bar when they see Josh dance. Is that how this like happened in real life?
I think so.
And then they imagine themselves up there too?
Yeah.
And they all like get together and have a cry.
Yeah. Back at the engagement party, Rebecca.
Oh, do I have a question before we move on?
No.
Being that I haven't been allowed to look at Twitter all weekend, are people objectifying the guys in the strip club? Is that a big thing going on Twitter?
Yeah, that was the joke I was trying to make.
Yeah, you see, I was banned from Twitter, so I... Not actually banned, but...
I banned him from Twitter because some of y'all, when you're making your show suggestion votes, need to not talk about things that happen on the show.
No spoilers, remember? If you watched our first two seasons.
Spoilers. Guys. How am I supposed to get high on secondhand emotions from Mike? You're telling him what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to know this stuff.
I need those sweet, sweet virgin feelings.
Oh, well, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
Shut up! No one cares what you think. Unless it's reacting to a plot twist you've seen for the first time.
I was pretty excited when Rebecca did her strip show, so it's only fair, I guess, that the ladies get to enjoy Nate and
Josh.
Them too.
And also Josh.
And Josh. Oh, yeah. Josh got up there. Don't they have any normal-bodied men on the show? I mean, come on.
They have a lot of normal-bodied men.
Really bad image we're giving to men, because I don't look anything like those guys. I look exactly like those guys.
Yeah, Daryl.
Setting some unreasonable expectation. I feel like Daryl might be hot too if he took his shirt off.
Yeah.
We never see him without a shirt.
That Hector?
Hector is built.
Is he?
Are you kidding me? He's had a shirt off on the show before.
Has he?
Hasn't he? He's not fat.
No.
I feel like he's pretty in shape.
Yeah, George?
Alright, George. You gotta go with George.
Yeah, Tim?
And these are like characters that we're supposed to view negatively.
Not George.
They're always teasing George.
Yeah, we're supposed to feel bad for him.
But he's not like... Yeah, because he's so pathetic.
He's a sympathetic character.
So there's a lot of... Alright, I'll come down now.
Anyways... Back at the engagement party.
You do make me feel bad about myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just want to be sexy. Sorry, moving on. I don't need to have somebody yell at me while I get tortured on a machine with spikes.
No one will ever love you! I feel bad.
I'm mostly joking around here.
I know. But I know at least 4 people who love you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who are they? Oh, wait, 5. I just remembered your mom.
We don't need an emotional intervention here.
I'm okay. Fine.
Where the heck were we?
Rebecca is looking for Allie. God damn it.
Oh, like she's in the back time. Room. They find her. She's a stalker.
Yeah. She's making out with Beverage Guy, who tries to pretend he was showing Allie the wall and says it was drywall, but it was clearly brick.
There might have been drywall on the side we couldn't see, or on the door.
No, because we could see, like, the side of that wall, and it was definitely brick.
So this guy's dumb.
Yeah. Rebecca's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And so I guess her instincts were on. I thought all the way up to this point that she was just going crazy for nothing. And that wasn't really what it looked like. But no, she spotted that one out of that, I guess.
Yeah. Rebecca's like, what the hell are you doing? And Allie's like, oh, I just want to be married. So all my friends are married. And Beverage Guy says he's not ready to settle down yet. So she's going to marry Marty.
Makes perfect sense. Good logic.
Yeah. Back at the gay bar. Let's see if something else to say about that.
Josh and White Josh are having a little conversation about Josh being a stripper.
Go-go dancer.
Go-go dancer, I mean.
White Josh wants to know why Josh didn't tell him, and Josh is like, well, I was embarrassed, you know, and you guys all look up to me and put me up on a pedestal. No one does that. No one. 0 people, Josh. Meanwhile, Nathaniel ran into a girl that he went to Stanford with. Isn't that a coincidence?
Crazy.
Yeah, he's going home with her. I mean, she already has his boxers, so
this point.
Oh, God, bachelorette parties are the worst.
By the way, bachelor parties, I'm not giving you my underwear. I don't care. You don't need it. You're annoying. It's not happening.
Also, I'm not giving you $1 for a sucker.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's not even fun.
It's not. No. Stop it. I'm glad I laid down the law on my bachelorette party. I'm like, no, we're going to Grumpy's. We're just going to Grumpy's. And you're not allowed to be obnoxious assholes at Grumpy's.
And you still had there were some props. So.
Yeah, she made me put on a veil and a tutu.
She still had a little bit of it going on.
Yeah.
You didn't accost anyone, though.
But I didn't accost anyone.
Kept it to yourself.
Kept it to myself.
I got really drunk that night. More drunk than I've been in a long time.
Yeah, I got, like, fucking wasted. I was shown Snapchats the next day that I did not remember.
I hope I wasn't in them. I think I kept it together pretty good, didn't I? I mean, I was really drunk, but
Angelina apparently did not know she was speaking Spanish.
Oh, yeah, she did a lot of that.
She was speaking Spanish, and, like, she was, like, pointing at the pizza, and I thought she was telling me to eat the last piece of pizza because I hadn't eaten enough, and I, like, didn't really want it, but I was, like, tired of her yelling at me, so I just ate it.
Was she just having a conversation with the pizza, or what?
No, she was asking me if I was going to eat the last piece of pizza because she wanted it.
Oh, no. Terrible drunk communication.
Yeah. And then she was kind of annoyed with me for eating it, and I was like,
try speaking in English.
She didn't know she was speaking in Spanish.
Funny.
Oh. But yeah. Anyways, Nathaniel is going home with Stanford girl after she says goodbye to her friends.
What happened to us being sad?
Well, apparently Nathaniel is, just gonna try to get over it. White Josh, feelings. On the other hand,
doesn't
not
want.
Going back in to try to find somebody to take home.
Interesting, isn't it?
Not over! This shit is not over!
it does make it suspicious that, you know, they're trying to preserve his, like, innocence for the relationship. Even though they're totally broken up, and it'd be cool, White Josh, but it does make you think that maybe they're going somewhere with that.
Yeah. White Josh still has, like, serious, for real feelings for Daryl.
Unlike Nate's fake feelings.
Well, like, I think Nathaniel is less comfortable with having feelings than White Josh is. Mm-hmm. And also might have just been into being, you know, adored and obsessed with.
Didn't actually like her, you don't think?
I mean, I think he liked her.
But he liked her way before she was obsessed with him.
I think he saw the way she was with Josh and he wanted that for him.
He did hate Josh right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. And I'm not saying like he didn't have like any feelings for her. He liked her. I'm just saying maybe it was still in that infatuation phase. Like, they were together for 3 weeks. White Josh and Daryl were together for like a year and a half, at least. 2 years? How long was that?
Seems like a long time. At least like a year or so, right?
Yeah. That's more to get over.
Yeah, the relationship was more short-term. And they might just process their feelings differently.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, maybe White Josh is just more comfortable having feelings. Anyways, Josh does not seem to know that this is a gay bar.
He doesn't quite get it.
Yeah. And it's not just hot girls there. A lot of gay guys there, too.
Yeah, White Josh almost wants to yell at him or say something or explain it and just
gives up.
Yeah, decides against
him. There's no point. Back at home base, Marty's grandma is going to give a toast and then Rebecca steals the microphone.
You should never just take things out of people's hands.
No.
I tell my kids this all the time. Don't, if someone's got something in their hand, you don't just take it away just because you want it.
You have to ask.
Yeah. Very rude, Rebecca. Also, mind your own business, Rebecca.
Also, mind your own business. Also, telling somebody that their fiancé is cheating on them is not something you say on a microphone in front of a crowd of people.
Yeah, bad idea.
That's not the way you tell somebody that information. You tell them privately.
Preferably when there's not, like, not even, they can't hear you, but, like, not even around people. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Have a quiet, private discussion where you look them in the eye and talk to them and tell them that you're their friend and you care about them.
Also, remind your own business. You don't know the situation.
And clearly,
this blew up in your face because you didn't know. He already knew. You didn't need to tell him. He already knew. You don't know what kind of arrangement they have.
Yeah, he's not free. He was happy. He said.
And plus, it's not really her business whether what he's doing here.
Not your business. If you're that worried about it, this is the worst way to do it. Maybe you could have hired a skywriter and that would have been worse, but if it was, like, a windy day, then, you know, nobody would have seen it.
And it'd be hard to place it to him.
Yeah.
Even if a ton of people did read it, they're not going to know who Marty is.
This is the worst way.
This is
everybody who, like, cares about him.
Everyone you probably doesn't want to know this stuff. It's his private secret.
Including his grandma.
F. All right, moving on.
Yeah, anyways. Sugarface.
Daryl's sad at the donuts again.
Yeah, and Rebecca shows up and knows that he's sad because he's eating a plain cake donut because he says he doesn't deserve sprinkles. God damn it, Daryl. If they're good donuts, the plain cake donuts are the best ones. Yeah. They're the best ones.
Sprinkles just ruin it.
They just get in the way of the fried doughy goodness.
Yeah, he lost his seed money. Not seed money. His egg money.
Gross, Mike.
Just, yeah.
But yeah, he's gambled away all of his money and asked Rebecca why she's there. And she's like, oh, well, I'm just, you know, broken and terrible as usual.
She ruins lives.
Ruins lives. Not just her own, it turns out.
She's the worst.
Oh, worst. But yeah, she feels awful for ruining the party, because she should feel awful for ruining the party. Valencia said that she forgave her, but Rebecca feels awful because Valencia's had to forgive her so many times already. Because she should feel awful.
She did a lot of bad things.
A lot of bad things.
You know what? Daryl doesn't think she's terrible.
No, she's one of his favorite people.
Top five, for sure.
Top five. And Rebecca's like, Daryl, you're so nice. I would do anything for you. Cut to next scene. She's telling Paula she's going to donate an egg to Daryl.
Yeah, and Paula wants to know if she's really thought this through.
Yeah, and she has not.
Shockingly.
Yeah.
She just really, impulsively decided to do this.
Yeah. Oh, Rebecca. She really should have talked to Dr. Shin.
And also, this is something that I wish I predicted, because that feels obvious, too, with all the egg stuff.
I didn't catch it.
I was thinking I almost predicted that Paula would donate an egg until I realized that maybe she's a little old for that. She's in her 40s, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of late in the game for donating eggs. But for some reason, I didn't make the mental jump to Rebecca, which would have made total sense. I should have done that. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea?
No. Well, you're spoiling the one prediction I had.
Oh, well, we can wait to prediction quarter for this. All right.
But yeah, that was the episode. Mike, what'd you think?
Good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Got to see a lot of naked men.
A lot of naked men. That's your favorite.
Anything with a naked guy, I'm on board.
Yeah. Anyways, now it is time for Get It. This is the person that, you know, we were excited for. A man is pumping our fists or whatever during this episode. This was a hard one for me. Mike, who's your Get It?
That was really hard for me. I just put a question mark. I didn't think of something. Because no one really got it.
I'll give mine. Mine is a stretch. It was Heather for being empowered to yell at people. When they were disrespecting her. And for wanting to be paid for her labor. So I gave my Get It to Heather.
That's a good one. I wrote Daryl and his eggs ? I didn't feel good about it, but he's found a donor. That's really, I mean, it's what he really wants right now. I mean, I don't know if I think it's going to end well, but I don't know. I didn't feel good about that pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Nobody did great this episode.
No, it wasn't much fist pumping.
No, it was like everybody was like kind of sad. And
true. And Rebecca was terrible.
Yeah.
Valencia didn't get it. Her party was kind of ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Heather's the best choice here.
But now it's time for Honey, which is the person that... For this one, we had a... Spoil of riches! It was feast or famine for this episode. Who's your awe?
Well, I know what it's like to be unbelievably good-looking and always being objectified by people for my body. So I'm going to give it to Nate.
I gave mine to White Josh. Same reason.
Good. We got it covered.
All right.
Because I had to pick one, and they're both for the same reason, but I couldn't pick both. I guess I could have, but...
You could have, mentioned the other one and then explained why you picked the one over the other.
I didn't have a reason. I just picked one.
All right. But now, it is time for I Just Can't With You Right Now. This is the person that we just can't with. We just can't with them right now. Mike, who can you not with right now?
I've got a feeling maybe we picked the same, but I picked the bachelorette party.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, you didn't go there? I thought for sure you were going there.
No.
What'd you go with?
I went with Allie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For not getting bread puns. You work in a bakery!
She should have got that.
Yeah, and she's stupid.
She Can't probably hope for her intelligence. For
Trump. I'm pretty sure she voted for Trump. This fictional character. She is the 53%. Oh, but now it is time for a prediction corner slash spiral.
Definitely spiral.
Definitely spiral. So I have exactly one prediction.
I do too. It's about the eggs as well. Can she really do it? Is it going to happen?
This is going to be a disaster. This is not.
Does Daryl know what he's getting into?
No, he sees Rebecca through rose-colored glasses.
Definitely. I don't know if she's emotionally ready to have a child out there in the world.
Like,
I know she's technically not going to be the parent, but you know the...
If you're donating an egg to a person you know...
You're going to see the kid. What, are you going to just pretend like it's not your kid? You're not going to get obsessive and crazy about it?
Like, first of all, I'm pretty sure I couldn't do that. And, I don't know, like, it's one thing to donate an egg and never see it, see the child. It's, like, totally different to, like, look at how much she interacts with Madison. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Madison was the flower girl at her wedding that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she'll see this child.
Yeah.
It'll be in her life.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be messy.
Oh, it's going to be a hot mess. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
I think the therapist will advise her against this.
Oh, I hope so.
I think. So my prediction is she does it anyways. My specific prediction is that the therapist advises against it, but she does it anyways.
My prediction is it doesn't take.
Again?
Yeah.
Daryl's sperm is...
He just has super sperm!
It's like the Incredible Hulk sperm. It just can't control the damage.
I don't know if, like, maybe it eventually just defaults to Paula. I mean, she did just get pregnant last season.
True. She's still fertile, I guess.
Yeah, maybe your initial Paula...
I feel like that would be more stable.
Yeah.
Like, she could handle it.
I think Paula would be able to handle that.
I think if you're going to be an egg donor, you should already have children. Then I think you can emotionally handle it better. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Maya could do it. Like, I'm just like, because, like, that was, like, my next thought was, like, oh, maybe Maya. No.
No.
Not with how invested she was in, like, Daryl and Whitechash.
Yeah, she couldn't remain neutral in that.
Yeah. I think Paula...
Unless they do some sort of, like, shared parenting where they, like, purposely, like, announce that, yeah, I am your mom.
Yeah.
And Daryl's your dad, but we're not together kind of thing. I don't know. It's almost like a divorced parent that are, like, really cool with each other.
Yeah. No, Paula's the only person I could see this working with.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going... You know, maybe I should change my... I almost want to do that. Can I change my prediction?
Sure,
I
wrote down. Like, no!
I wrote down that Rebecca was going to do it anyways, but I really think it goes back to Paula. I think Rebecca's got to see this as a bad idea, right? Daryl's got to see... Well, Daryl won't see it, but... It's a bad idea. Paula's a good idea. She's got fertile eggs. This is a great idea. They've been building up to this. They've been really working on those two relationship over the last few episodes. I think this is all planned, and they wanted to, like, get them closer and closer in this season to lead up to this point.
Ooh! Maybe Rebecca could be almost about to go through with it, and Paula says, no, I can't let you do it. I'll do it.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like we got our crystal ball going here. Yeah. Like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I feel strongly about this.
Yeah, so we're agreed that Paula's going to be the final
egg donor. Paula will be the final egg donor, yes. I don't have any other predictions, though.
That was it. That was all I had. Like, that was my prediction. I feel like everything's up in the air right now. As per usual, towards the end of the seasons.
How many more episodes have we got in the season?
Three?
Do you have any end of season predictions? Like, where are they going to leave us?
I have no ideas. I need to... Yeah, I got nothing. We got nothing, you guys. We got nothing. I mean, we had that one thing. We each had that one thing.
That's a good thing, though.
That was it. That's all you get. That's all you get from this.
They pay for two predictions each, and we're not, we're not delivering.
They pay nobody for this. This is a free podcast.
They invested an hour of their time. How long are episodes usually?
Like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, wow. We talk a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of time. They deserve extra predictions. I'm sorry.
Okay. Extra prediction. Okay. Josh is half space alien.
I don't feel strongly about that one.
I don't either, but you said they needed another prediction.
Does the Nate White Josh relationship continue? Like, is this going to be a new friendship?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not going to predict White Josh and Daryl getting back together?
I already did. That's my eternal prediction.
But now I sort of, for the first time, feel like you might be right, just because that choice of him not to go back with someone kind of maybe is pointing at, like, foreshadowing maybe a return there. Could be. Maybe. No, that's not going to work. Take it back.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my second prediction. My eternal prediction of Daryl and White Josh getting back together. There you go. Are you happy?
I'm going to say Daryl meets a lady friend. Next episode.
Next episode?
Yes.
All right.
It won't last, though. Gonna get back together with White Josh.
Yep.
Now we're all happy.
There, that's the show, you guys. That's the show. I mean, except for the predictions of this episode. That wasn't such a bad episode. Do you like this show? Tell us why you like the show. Give us a review on iTunes.
Maybe you can be the first one to give us some negative feedback.
Ooh, that could be fun.
And also, maybe we cry.
And maybe we cry. That could be fun for you guys. Us crying, you monsters.
So how can you talk an hour and a half about a show that only lasts 45 minutes?
How do you do that?
It's twice as long as a show. They could just watch a show again.
I can watch
twice.
The show twice. That would be some valid criticism. Hey, why don't these assholes stay on topic?
You can never talk about the show.
They keep talking about, like, random shit.
And with the advice. Always with the advice.
Always with the advice, and then telling us not to take the advice. Don't give us the advice, then.
Stay for ourselves an hour and a half.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've got something other than what we just said, be creative. Or just, you know, type that word for word into iTunes. That's fine. We'll know you listened. So that's a thing you can do. Reviews do help other people find the show. So, you know, I mean, if you want other people to find the show, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd
helps
like
us out. Yeah. You can also still find us on Facebook at You Ruin Every Pod. For now.
Maybe going away, we'll see.
It still exists. Maybe not for long. Depends on how I feel about Facebook for the next month. Or you could follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod. That's going to be there forever. I'm not getting rid of that.
I think I can start reading it again, too.
Yeah, Mike's allowed to start reading it again. As long as y'all don't spoil any of the shows that we might talk about. Guys, I need those virgin emotions. I need them. It's my drug.
Everyone's really scared.
Whatever, they don't want them to. Also, you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com if you don't know how to end this podcast. Hashtag fun stuff.
We're still doing it.